With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. We have basketball tonight. Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State. You can follow along with our bracket challenge, the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Go to foxsportsradio.com. It's powered by NetSuite. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Premier League title race is on NBC and Peacock. Biggest match of the season. Manchester City chasing a record fourth consecutive title, taking on Arsenal, going for its first title in 20 years. The Premier League title race on Peacock. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. So big night of college basketball, big day of baseball. 13 games have at least been scheduled. How many games were rained out? The Mets game was postponed until tomorrow.
Soft.
So, but this is March. I don't know why Major League Baseball doesn't just say everything in March, beginning of May, let's start in a dome or on the West Coast so we have a chance to get these games in. March on the East Coast in the Midwest is usually a mess. And here we are, we're starting baseball, this is a week earlier than normal. And you have some games that are postponed today. Yes, Paul?
They definitely have tried to. I've read an article like the Twins are at the Royals. The Yankees are at the Astros. The Pirates at the Marlins. So a lot of teams are going to warm weather places.
Yeah.
The Giants are the Padres. But then you have a couple of rainouts. Brewers at Mets already called. And then Braves at Phillies already postponed.
Yeah. But you're just asking for it. It's really a rare exception when you have a nice day or a couple of nice days this time of the year in the Midwest or certainly on the East Coast. And a couple of games have been postponed already. But baseball reopening day. 877-3DP-SHOW operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Seton, do we have a new poll question for the final hour of this program?
Well, we got up there right now. What would you most want to have a solid 10-year career as a Major League Baseball player, NBA, or NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 62% of the audience say baseball.
Okay.
The NBA has 26% of the vote. Not many people say an NFL.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then, would you rather play second base, shortstop, or right field? Right now, it's a tie. Between shortstop and right field.
Yeah. Nobody wants to play second base.
Massively disrespecting the second baseman.
Yeah.
It's a trickier throw than you think. Just saying.
Just ask Chuck Knobloch or Steve Sachs.
It's a trickier throw than you think.
It is. It is. But if you had a good hose, they put you at shortstop.
Yeah. Or third, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Second base was always tricky because you're just throwing it to first base, but how hard? We see pitchers on a comebacker. They're like, I don't know how to throw this.
Yeah,
I throw for a living. I don't know how to throw this.
Yeah, you can't fire it in, but you have to get it there fast enough.
Yeah. But with second base, I never wanted to play second because I didn't want to plant my foot if you're trying to turn two and that guy's barreling down. That's why when you're playing shortstop, I can get it and then, you know, pull my foot out of the way and then fire it to, and I can get my man at first base. Turn in two.
Third was the position that kept you alive the most. Because you would have to be in front of the bag. Yeah. The ball got on you in a hurry.
Yeah.
And you had about half a second to get it out of your glove and fire it as hard as you could at the first baseman. That was a lot of fun.
Well, that's why it's called the hot corner.
That's the hot corner.
Yes,
that's what they say.
Yes, it is. But that's where hand-eye coordination, nobody is better than your third baseman. When you see those rockets down there and being able to go, pew, scoop, fire, I watched an umpire. I wish I knew his name. I was watching spring training the other day. Loser. And I just saw the call at first base. It was like in disgust that he was calling this guy out. And it was just like, and he just kind of clenched his fist.
Bothered by it.
Yes. Like,
got to do it. I got to do it to you.
Yes.
Did he do the disdainful turnaround as well?
Yeah, they do that. Or my favorite is when they're there first base and then they put their left hand down and and then he turns like in disgust that
run this one out.
Yeah, come on. I don't want to be bothered by this, but
it's a lot of money for an out like that.
They pay you how much a year? By the way, Traegers are fired up. We're fired up because it's baseball, it's opening day, and we have hot dogs on the grill. Mm-hmm. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
We need an organist. Todd, would you play your organ? Thank you, Todd. Nice organ.
Todd. Don't eat bugs.
Todd does this. He's been doing this for 20 years. Where he will give you the theme song for the NBA.
I haven't been able to watch any of the tournament this year. Well, actually, probably for the last, 15 years.
Because
without thinking of Todd smiling.
CBS Sports coverage of the road to the Final Four is brought to you by Pennzoil. Stop, go, Pennzoil.
Thank you, Todd.
Whenever there's uncomfortable silence in a room, you just hear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Any other theme song? Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
A little medley for you.
Yes, it is.
For your Thursday.
Yeah. Welcome to our world.
Jock Jams 3.
Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Matt in L.A. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan and Danette. Happy opening day. I got a question for you and the Danette.
Okay.
If you had a choice to play elite level third base or fielding, right? Fielding as a hitter like a Nolan Arenado or to be an elite level ace like Clayton Kershaw, which would you choose?
I'd rather be Clayton Kershaw than Nolan Arenado. Even though Nolan's one of the great third basemen of our generation. Clayton Kershaw. When, you know, that you're still an ace, that it still means something. We're running out of aces here. Or at least what we used to define an ace. And that's a shame. Because the sport is really built on and predicated by having great pitching. I mean, there have been great hitters, but when you think about when a great pitcher faces a great hitter, the great pitcher in these moments has been wonderful. And, you know, whether you go with Sandy Koufax and Nolan Ryan and Tom Seaver, and everybody's got a list of these great pitchers that they were able to watch. And we're running out of that because they're not asked to go any more than five, maybe six innings. Six innings is a stretch. And I wonder if you're going to see pitchers say, I'd rather be a closer than I would a starter, just from the standpoint of starters only going five innings or so. And I get to close. Would you rather start a game and go five and a third, or would you rather close the game? I'd rather close a game now. Just feels like, you know, we're saying to a pitcher, oh, can't go seven, can you? Can't complete. When somebody completes a game, we're like, what's wrong with the bullpen? Yes, Eden.
So you would rather have, like, get these three outs and we win. If not, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Then just go through your normal starting pitching.
Yeah.
You know, you last three innings. Well, that was a rough outing. You last seven. That was great.
Yeah. I'd rather be a closer.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because a closer is a closer, and I can compare that to other generations. Starting pitcher now, I can't compare that to Steve Carlton in 1972. I think, like, completed 27 or 30 games. Like, it was crazy.
But it feels like starting pitchers have always been more respected than closers. It's only been in the last little bit that closers are people too.
But that's why I'm saying I'd rather be a closer now. If you said back in, you know, the heyday, then I could be Ron Guidry or Goose Gossage. When I, you know, I still might be Goose Gossage.
It's kind of awesome. Goose is different.
But Goose would go three innings. Like, closers were different. Then all of a sudden it was like, okay, you could be Mariano Rivera, or you can be, I'd say Roger Clemens, but there's baggage attached to that. Greg Maddux, Mariano Rivera.
That's not even close.
Who would you be?
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, easy.
Okay, but you just said, you know, being a closer as opposed to a starter, and you have no problem being a closer.
Yeah, because it was like the greatest, he's the only person in the history of baseball to shorten a baseball game to seven or eight innings. There's nobody else has ever done what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is different than...
Well, but I'm giving you Greg Maddux, who won, what, 354 games. Or if I said Roger Clemens and you get all of his decorations there, all of his awards, would you be Roger Clemens or Mariano Rivera?
I think Rivera, he comes with a lot of rings.
He does.
That's pretty good,
yes,
too.
Yes, he does. So. Yeah, but he gave up the base knock to Luis Gonzalez. Yeah. It gets over Jeter's head.
I just saw the other day when Mariano Rivera came out, when he blew one of those leads against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And the next day they came out and they're introducing the starting lineups or whatever. And Mariano Rivera comes out and they're at Fenway and the Red Sox fans are cheering. They gave him a standing ovation. And he comes running out smiling. Because they're like, yeah, Mo! God, I love that. And that's so funny.
There's not a nicer guy than Mariano Rivera.
He tipped his cap and gave him a big smile on his face.
Because he didn't, like, some of these guys pitch and they're like, I'm going to brush you back. I'm going to buzz the tower. I'm bringing cheese. Rivera just went out there and it's almost like he just punched the time clock and he goes, all right, I'm not going to be out here that long. Let me throw probably about 14 pitches, should be done, and then we'll say goodnight. And that was it. Automatic. Except for the couple of times. We remember the moments when he wasn't automatic. For the most part, right? Because it's so rare that he blew a lead. And these were leads in World Series or in the ALCS. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Steve in North Carolina. Good morning, Steve. What's on your mind?
First time, a long time. Great show, Dan. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Steve.
Off of your best player, last guy to play all 4 years, I want you to look at his stats. I think the answer might be Fred VanVleet.
Not a great player in college, not a great player in the pros, not a top five player. I mean, he's nice. I mean, he's a nice player in college, kind of a curiosity in college, and then got to the NBA and is better than most people thought. But I wouldn't put him in there in the great category. Like, I can't put him in there with Tim Duncan or Grant Hill. Yeah, Paulie.
The discussion is someone who could have gone pro after their sophomore or junior year and decided not to. I mean, high-end pro, right. Top three pick, and said, no, I'm going to stay. And Duncan really has to be one of the last.
James in Virginia. Good morning, James. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, brother. Happy Thursday, DP, Dan, Nets, man. Salute the Commanders. And go amazing, man. The amazing Nets, man. This is their year, 2024, maybe 25 or 26. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. I want you on record. Who do you want the Commanders to take at quarterback?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Honestly, man, I want to see him trade back, man. I really like Michael Penix, man. I think Michael Penix is – that guy is 6'3", 6'4", got a smile for days, man, and a cannon for an arm. I know the injuries are a question mark, but I saw him all season last year make big plays and big throws.
All right.
He's missed a few in the championship game, but I really like Michael Penix, man.
All right.
But, you know, I don't have anything to do with it, so they're probably going to stay at two.
Oh, you don't have anything to... Hey, no. Guys, just want to let you know, James in Virginia has nothing to do with the Commanders' number two pick overall. Thank you, James.
Changes things.
Yeah. Thank you, James.
I thought he was tipping their hand there.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Thank you, James. Doesn't have anything to do with that number two overall pick.
That was a solid breakdown, though, and it sure sounded like somebody who might know something. Just saying.
Do you think Dan Quinn, do you think the receptionist with the Commanders, Coach James in Virginia on line one?
Yeah, get me James in Virginia, please.
Yes, Tom.
And he said Penix has this great big smile. We got to go for him.
Yes.
He's the guy that translates to W's.
Absolutely. Rick in Iowa. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Great, Rick.
Boy, it's good to talk to you. Say, Dan, I'm from the Sioux City, Iowa area. I think you're probably familiar with it. University of South Dakota is just up the road. And if memory serves, or if I'm correct, did you have a brother that played football there?
Yes, I did. Played at South Dakota. Yeah.
I thought so. Do you know the approximate years? Or I knew a lot of guys that played up there.
He was there in the early 70s. But... I don't know. If he was an offensive lineman, so...
You guys want to text about this later?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I'll leave a comment on my Facebook about it.
By the way, shout out to my brother who's listening. He's going through chemo. He's got leukemia. And he said, who has it better than I do? I get to listen to this show and the Reds opening day while going through therapy. So, Mike, you're a rock star. Love you. Adam in Indiana. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan and Danette. I hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for taking my call. 5'11", still 203. I had a March Madness poll question idea for you guys. Which game-winning shot in the national championship is more impressive? Arike Ogunbowale's for Notre Dame in 2018 or Chris Jenkins for Villanova in 2016? Thanks.
All right. That was a design play by Villanova, and he was the trailer on the play, and they had run that, I think, a couple of times during the regular season, if I'm correct, with Jay Wright and Villanova. I would probably go Notre Dame, because there was no room whatsoever for her. It felt like she was going down the side of the court, trying to keep inbounds and then hit that shot. So I would say that one would probably, probably over Villanova. Both great. I mean, they're wonderful. Yeah, Marv.
And Marcus Page hit his shot, hit a crazy three-pointer to tie that game up.
Yes.
So that's one of those curse. Curse had the great catch. People forget about a great play because another great play happened after it.
And he hit like a double pump. Like left-handed clutch shot, and you're like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, I love when teams don't take timeouts, that they just call the play. They know what they're going to do. And, you know, Villanova hits the game-winning shot. Chris, you know, trailing on the play. Yeah, Paulie.
You're right. That Marcus Page shot for UNC, he double pumped it by the three-point line in front of Michael Jordan, by the way. The place is going crazy. They think they're a win. Jordan takes his hat off. They're all screaming. It's one of those plays that, you know, it's like was Javon Curse or someone's catch for the Seahawks. If they punch it in, it would have been a great play.
Yeah, that's what Marv said, that we forget about Curse. It's almost we forget about when Atlanta lost to the Patriots, that Julio Jones had that unbelievable catch that was going to put them in field goal range. Then all they have to do is take a knee. We've already been through this before. But Julio Jones had one of those catches that long forgotten, but an unbelievable catch. Yes, Marv.
Larry Fitzgerald, great touchdown run.
Yeah.
There's so many of those plays that people forget.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast, and every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Mylett or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're watching on Peacock and you're noticing my sweatshirt, that's the Krappensburg State sweatshirt there. I have my Joker t-shirt on underneath. These are available at danpatrick.com. Also, you can load up on Tailgate Moonshine as well. Got a great sale going on. All right, more phone calls coming up. Clark Kellogg from CBS will join us on the program tomorrow to recap what happens tonight. Thank you, Todd. And then he'll preview the Friday games as well. Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Jason in SoCal. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I think Caitlin Clark, she could be the first Miss Irrelevant, or maybe you want to just prep up your mind and maybe get her like in the third round just for fun and giggles, and you know, everyone would kind of branch onto your team.
Well, they don't have a third round. They just have a second round.
Bo Nix.
Does somebody bring Caitlin Clark? Do they invite her to a training camp? They did this before. I go back to Ann Meyer, who was married to Don Drysdale, and Annie got, I don't know if she got drafted, but that back then I think they had 9 rounds in the NBA draft. So there were guys who were getting drafted. They might play in another sport. The NFL did that as well. Like Pat Riley, I think, got drafted by the Cowboys as a tight end. He didn't play football. But Annie got I don't know if she was drafted by the Pacers. I think she was, but she went to their training camp. Yeah, Paul.
There's a weird list of people who were drafted in the NBA back when they had 10 or 12 rounds that didn't even play basketball. Carl Lewis, the track and field champion, he was drafted in 84 by the Chicago Bulls in the 10th round of the draft, even though he never played organized basketball.
All right, better athlete. Carl Lewis or Michael Jordan?
athlete.
Yeah.
Carl Lewis.
I don't know. Did you see him throw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
Better baseball player would be Jordan, for sure.
Yes. Better basketball player.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fastest human ever
track,
at the time.
Yes. Carl Lewis would. Yeah. I'm always fascinated when you see that person who's famous in one sport, and then they try to do another sport, and you go, oh, no, that, you know. Now, not that 50 Cent is an athlete, but when 50 Cent got out there and tried to throw out the first pitch, I'm like, dude, didn't you play catch growing up with somebody? Throw it against the wall? Like,
nothing?
Throw it. Just like a flipper.
50, like, you never threw anything.
Come on, 50. You're better than that, aren't you? Carl Lewis, that didn't go well. Yeah, well, the anthem and the first pitch. But other than that, he was. Yes, Paul.
But Carl had the gold in the 100, the 200, the 4x100, and the long jump.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Same time.
Yeah. But better athlete, Michael.
I'll go Carl Lewis. The coolest thing, the coolest title in the world is the fastest human to ever walk the earth, because it's a fact. It's not like an opinion.
You know, what used to be heavyweight champ of the world.
Right. But that's also subjective. Like, if you said the baddest man on the planet.
Well, no, you had a belt that said you were the heavyweight champ of the world.
But with Carl Lewis, you had math. You know, no one's ever ran faster. There's not like some guy in Norway who did it.
It's like you're not looking round by round and being like, I think he won this one.
That's cool.
Yeah, Usain Bolt. If you said I could have that or I could be the heavyweight champ of the world, Usain Bolt.
It's tough, though. He's got that one quote, though, where he says, I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds. God, man, that's a tough grind. I know that it's not exactly like that, but
no,
that is a tough
grind. It's a good line, though.
Yeah, it's a great line.
I do like that. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind? Have we checked on the hot dogs on the Traeger grill, please? Because I want those coming off the grill when we get done with the show. So get some. Tyler, go out there and check those hot dogs for me. All right. Hey, Doug.
Well, first off, Dan, if Mike's listening, just want him to know that he's got prayers coming his way from North Carolina this morning and that we're thinking of him. But secondly, I want you to know that I totally disagree with you on this pitcher versus relief pitcher option, because I don't think there's anyone in sports who has a better life than a starting pitcher. You were just talking about two sport athletes. Rick Rodin mastered golf when he was a starting pitcher to such an extent that he went on to be play in the senior tour. There's no one who has a better life than a starting pitcher.
Yeah, John Smoltz, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, they all had a great, great lifestyle. Yeah, pitch one day, but they were also pitching 7-8 innings. Whereas a closer, you're just kind of hanging out. You don't even have to get the game on time. Like, you'll get there. You don't need me until the 8th inning, 9th inning. Paul in Louisiana. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Dan. I'm just going to pile on with the starter. I remember whenever Kershaw, he was interviewing Kershaw, and he was in Chicago, and he wasn't pitching that weekend. He had his whole family there. They were going out to see the sights and eating steak and stuff like that. It sounded like a pretty sweet life.
Yeah, I know, but he wasn't skipping the game. Like, he still have to go to the game. I'm talking about the actual, do you want to be a starter with what you do on the field as opposed to a closer? Not your entire lifestyle there. And if you can take your family to a museum. Yes, Paul.
I would love to be a starter. And I love the idea of having 4 days off and with any job after working one. However, the fact that you have to put on your uniform and all the stuff, knowing you're not going to play. Like, if you just pitched 8 innings the day before, you're not pitching the next day.
Yeah.
I would like, can I not put on the uniform? Can I put it like Fritzy with sweatpants and a sweatshirt?
Todd in North Carolina. Hi, Todd.
Hey, guys. I was calling from the current basketball capital of the country with three triangle schools in the Sweet 16, so I got to brag on the ACC a little bit. But my reason for calling is, if you could cast a vote for the best point guard, the best guard for the Jerry West Trophy, who would you cast it for and why?
Of the point guards now in college basketball?
Well, there's five finalists for the Jerry West Trophy. I think it's R.J. Davis, Dalton Knecht, Caleb Love, and I forget the other ones, and I was just curious as to who you thought was most deserving of it.
Well, Knecht is not really a guard. I mean, he's been a great player for Tennessee. Yeah, Marv.
Todd, the fifth one is Tristan Newton from UConn.
Oh. Well, I'll let Marv cast the vote. Would you give him the Jerry West Trophy?
Sure.
Okay, fine. There, we settled down. Michael in Washington. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
This happened to be fast, 6'2", doing damage, 198. Hey, so you guys have been talking about careers cut short and then different sports you'd like to, of a player you would kind of choose. So I just wanted to ask you and the Danettes, out of Grant Hill, Luke Kuechly, and Kerry Woods, what one did you guys choose?
Okay, so Kerry Wood, Luke Kuechly, and who's the other one?
Grant Hill. Great careers ended early due to injury.
Grant Hill. Not even close. He went through so many surgeries. I think at one point, you know, they didn't know if he was going to lose a leg. Like, he had so many surgeries. And Grant was such a wonderful player. Great player. And all around. Points, rebounds, assists. Yes, Seton.
I don't know that anybody looks back at his career with negativity, even with his injuries. You know what I mean? But there are plenty of other people that have been injured their whole career, and it's like, that guy sucked. He was a bust. Yeah. Like, well, yeah, but he like blew out his knee three times. So Grant Hill, very much, not that it's not a benefit of the doubt, and it's not a hall pass, but people aren't like, he really didn't live up to any type of hype or something. There really isn't a lot of negativity looking back at his career.
No, because if you do some research, then you realize the fact that he was still able to play. Remember when he joined us and he was a defensive stopper for the Phoenix Suns, and I think his job was to guard LeBron, and he's like, I'm not a defensive stopper, but that's all he was able to do. But he was so good, so athletic, and went through an awful lot. You know, Bill Walton, all the injuries, you know, to me, Bill played the center position as pure as anybody who's ever played the game. But the point was Bill was brittle. All those foot surgeries. But when he played well, the year that Portland won the title, Bill played that position as well as anybody who's ever played it. Now, other people have had better stats, but the purity of points, rebounds, assists, block shots, selfless, and that team down 2-0 to the Sixers with Dr. J came back to win four straight. It's one of the more amazing examples of basketball. With Dr. Jack Ramsey as the coach, they ran and ran and ran and did not have big names. They had Bill and they had Maurice Lucas. But then they had a bunch of guards that nobody had heard of, but they just ran. You know? And it was fun to watch, fun basketball. Yeah, Paul?
Off the Grant Hill thing, there's athletes who get injured like Greg Oden where you never see it. Like, you didn't ever really see it. Grant Hill had six All-Star years before the injuries really settled in. Yeah. So he gave us a full taste. It's like, it wasn't his fault. He was doing everything fine.
Yeah.
You could compare maybe to like Amari Stoudemire and remember Larry Johnson, Grandmama? They had like 7 or 8 really good years. And then, you know, the back injury with Larry Johnson or microfracture cooled them off. They still play, but they got cooled off.
Yeah, Amari Stoudemire for sure. That's a real good one, yeah.
Draymond Green got thrown out of the game last night. And I'm watching the game because I know it's an important game for Golden State. And then he gets thrown out the first few minutes. It's 6-4. And it sounded like this.
The other side, Draymond is chasing the officials to the middle of the floor. And at some point, somebody's going to come in. Oh, he threw him out. He did it. I'm glad we didn't go to break. Ray Acosta, not here for it. Hit the road, Jack.
All righty. That's the game in Orlando.
Good call.
Yeah. Draymond gets tossed, and then Steph Curry looked really emotional when he just despondent. And he's like, you know, shaking his head. And now, you know, he's got to be going, you got to be kidding me. You know, again, why? Why? Steph was asked after the game.
What did you think of the Draymond ejection?
Well, I said, we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, and be available, that's what's got to happen. Especially at this point in the year. So tough way to start the game.
They ended up beating Orlando. They won at Miami and Orlando. But, you know, all these games, just getting into the play-in, the Suns beat the Nuggets in Denver. Second time this month. Denver's lost 3 games since the All-Star break. 2 have been to Phoenix in Denver. And then the Suns got a really tough schedule coming up. Like, you got to get it in order. You've got to start playing great basketball. It has to feel like it's almost elimination time. Every game means something to you. And then you get Draymond out there rolling around, doing silly stuff, doing Draymond stuff. I'm always surprised when the Warriors are surprised because they've enabled this his entire career. Oh, that's just Draymond being Draymond. Okay. It's fine during the regular season, but when he helps cost you an NBA Finals by Draymond being Draymond, man, you got to draw the line at some point. Now, I know he's got two more years left, and I think it's around $25 million, and then there's a player option after that. If I'm Golden State, I think I got to start to turn the corner here, decide what are we going to do here. How long is Steph? We can't ask Steph to continue to carry us, which is what they've been doing. How much longer can you do that? 19 days until the play-in games. 16th of April. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, the Western Conference play-in tournament, whatever it's called these days, it's looking pretty good. Right now it's Suns, Kings, Lakers, Warriors. There's a lot of star power in the 7, 8, 9, 10 seed.
I like that.
And the Mavericks are on the cusp of it. They're only a half game out of that play-in zone.
Yeah. Well, some games that are going to mean something. Hopefully the Stars play. Take a break. Last call for phone calls. If you're watching on Peacock, we're going out to the grilling area, the Traeger Hood, and we're having some ballpark franks here back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like... a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Major League Baseball today. See, now is when you want to have a nice cold beer.
Accurate.
Right? Beer, dog. Although the weather's not conducive to Major League Baseball. Feels like it's more of a football season out there, at least here on the East Coast. But we play through it. Yeah, let's play two. More phone calls here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. By the way, I got some baseball odds here for you, according to DraftKings. Who is your MVP favorite in the National League? Marvin, I'll start with you.
Mookie Betts.
He is second. If you said Ronald Acuna Jr. III, you'd be correct. Then it's Otani, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Bryce Harper. AL MVP odds, according to DraftKings. Marvin?
Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Vlad Guerrero is not in the top five. Todd?
Soto with the New York Yankees.
He is third on the... Well, actually, he's tied for second with this player. Seton?
Oh, court is in session.
Aaron Judge is correct.
Yep.
Then it's Julio Rodriguez.
I don't even know what the call is anymore.
Juan Soto, Yordan Alvarez, and then Corey Seager.
Hi, Yordan.
Okay. Over-under Dodgers. Anybody want to take a guess? The over-under, according to DraftKings. Paul?
102.5.
Marvin?
105.5.
Todd?
107.5.
Seton O'Connor?
100.5.
103.5 on your FM dial.
Tune in and rip the knob off.
How about the Braves? Over under. Paulie's Braves, who last year, I think you had them winning 116 games?
Yeah, I think they're six short.
Okay. Over under this year?
117.5. No, 100.5.
It's 101.5 in your FM dial. Did the Braves win 110 games last year? I didn't think they won that.
I think they won 104.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was short.
So they'd be 12.
Yeah, 12 back.
Short.
Yeah, they were the most wins in the league.
Okay. Oakland A's over under. Seton O'Connor. The Oakland A's.
15.5.
Okay. Marvin?
68.5.
All right. Paulie?
56.5.
Todd?
69.5.
57.5.
Yep. Didn't go over.
57.5. Also, DraftKings picking up on what I said yesterday. Which position will the Chargers draft first? Offensive line, wide receiver, tight end. Offensive line, comfortably in front, followed by a wide receiver, and then a tight end for Jim Harbaugh.
Hot.
All right. Doug in Denver. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. This is Doug in Denver. First time, long time, 6'5", 205. I've been watching a lot of the NCAA basketball tournament,
mm-hmm.
and every time the guys are shooting a free throw or there's a dead ball or a new guy comes in the game, the ref makes them tuck their jersey in. It's like, what? I don't care if their jersey isn't tucked in. And what if you say, no, I don't want to? Is it the other team get the ball? Or
I don't know what the infraction would be. Marquette, when Al McGuire was coaching, they had uniforms that the shirt tail was out. They were designed that way. And nobody, I don't think there was ever a problem with that. They had gorgeous jerseys, uniforms, and their jersey was out. Yeah, Pauline.
Yeah, there's actually a rule in NCAA basketball. You have to enter the game with your jersey tucked in. If it happens to come out while you're playing, that's okay. They will not make you tuck it back in on the court. When you re-enter the game, it should be tucked in. And there is could be a technical foul.
Okay. Amanda in Youngstown. Hi, Amanda. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'4", 130. So I had an idea for when you retire.
Okay.
I thought that the show should go on and the Danettes, it's called the Danettes, and then your last year, everyone just takes turn taking the lead. This is the only show, sports show, that I watch with my husband, and I just would hate to see it go.
All right. Well, all right. I'm going to reconsider retirement because Amanda watches with her husband. I'm going to stay 4 more years.
So a total of 8.
Yeah. I'm going to die behind the microphone. Just one day, I'll be yelling at Todd, and then I'm just going to keel over. And that'll be it.
You know I don't like that kind of talk.
The world's not ready for a Danettes show. That's for sure.
I don't think so. Like, we would have to prep for that. You guys would have to take turns where we, you know, build up some reps there and see if you... Like, could you imagine Todd hosting this?
It would be the Dan Knotts.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Seton.
It's interesting. So would you be staying on the air to make the audience happy or to keep them from experience our...
Maybe I just do Mondays, yeah. And then I give each of you a day. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay, who's Tuesday? Who's Friday?
Oh, I'd leave that up to you guys.
Friday Fritzy, so I get Friday. Is that how that works? Fritzy, so yeah. You guys can figure out the
Let's
middle
go,
of the
Todd.
Week.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Marcus in Texas. Hey, Marcus, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. A 5'10", nicely trimmed 185. To piggyback off of Fritzy's comments earlier and because of its opening day, I wanted to ask, would you guys rather sit in the dugout all year long with your favorite MLB team or sit in the dugout one time during the All-Star break or during the All-Star game, sorry?
Oh, give me a whole season if I truly love – like you said, I can sit with the Dodgers in the dugout the whole time? I do.
All year or – you get one day with all of the favorite players and the best in the world during the All-Star game.
Well, if I'm in the Dodgers dugout, chances are we're going to be playing against everybody. I'll see everybody. And I get to hang out with my favorite team. Yeah, Seton?
But.
Uh-oh.
If you're at the All-Star game, it's one awesome night. If you do the whole season, somewhere around, you know, 75, you're going to start to really learn who players are and what they're really like. It's like you ever meet a hero of yours and they turn out to be a real jerk and you're like, man, I wish I never met them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just walking in spit and sunflower seeds.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
You get the All-Star game and everyone interacts with you and treats you like one of the guys or a whole season, but the players don't want anything to do with you. You get to hang out in there, but they ain't talking to you.
No, you get to wear a uniform. You get to shower. Take some BP.
But they're giving you the cold shoulder. The players are looking, giving you a dirty look. Like, why are you here?
Well, that wasn't part of what he was saying, the hypothetical.
Might be, though. Okay. Might be your experience.
Okay, if they give me the cold shoulder and I don't get to shower with the rest of the team, then...
But you still get the BP.
Then I would do the All-Star game.
You only get to shower with the team. You don't sit in the dugout at all. Well, you miss all the games. You just wait for the game time for the shower.
This day. Come on, guys. Rain out. Yeah! Let's go take a shower.
All right, boys.
Paulie, this day in sports history.
1963, the owner of the New York Titans, Sonny Werblin, changed the name of the New York Titans to the New York Jets. That's a terrible decision. Titans would have been better. And then 2002, Greco-Roman wrestler Rulon Gardner had his middle toe on his right foot amputated due to frostbite. That's a man. Nine-toed Gardner.
He was not at the Chiefs game.
Right, not at the Chiefs game. But he'd been stranded overnight in Wyoming in the cold and lost a digit.
1992, Christian Laettner hits the jumper at the buzzer. Duke beats Kentucky in overtime. Laettner, 10 of 10 from the floor, 10 of 10 from the line. What we learned. Todd, what'd you learn?
Christian Laettner's favorite year at Duke was his freshman year, favorite NBA year, rookie season.
Seton O'Connor.
Polish Hall of Famer, Christian Laettner.
Marvin.
Laettner would not take NIL money.
Paul.
Bobby Hurley, Polish.
Todd, what I learned.
Laettner, once again, particularly impressed with the efforts of Michael Jordan and Kobe's defense.
Enjoy baseball and the... Hoops.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.